how to become. With thanks to Port Arlington Further Education and Training Centre. Learn about our full and part-time further education and training courses and our third level and higher education undergraduate and postgraduate courses. PortArlingtonFETC.ie.
Welcome today. It's Helen here with the Loose Cannons and I'm joined by
Mary Sherwin.
And today we're doing our How to Become on How to Become a Beautician and Wellness Coach. And I'm joined here by Katrina Hughes, who is of Reveal Beauty and Wellness in Tullamore. And she's going to tell us all about how to become what she is.
Yay. So I was actually only speaking about this today to a teacher in the Sacred Heart where I went to school, and she wanted me to do a piece about, you know, how I became and how it come up along. And I suppose my answer was I didn't really know when I was in Leaving Cert. I was kind of one of these girls, I liked a bit of everything. So I loved like business. I loved the idea of owning my own business, and I loved travel, and I also loved like self-care and wellness. So what I decided to do was do a general business course, and I managed to get a course in NUI Galway for 3 years, and that then took me to do a year in international tourism in University of Limerick, as you do.
As you
because I was convinced I was going working in the hotels and tourism
yes.
business. And then that led me to travel and teach English for 2 years in Abu Dhabi, because I wanted to do a bit of travel after all my qualifications, you know, after studying so hard. And I suppose during all of this time, I was always known for, we'd be going out, people would come to me and go, Katrina, will you do my eyes? Will you do this? Will you tweeze my brows? And so it was kind of like a really interesting, nice hobby. I loved making people feel good. And I suppose that's the piece, is was helping people really get off the chair or whatever and feel really good. So when I came back to Dublin, it was kind of 2007-08 and the economy had literally gone. So I had to make a lot of decisions, and I was in Dublin at the time, and I was kind of had jobs in different hotels, but to kind of supplement the income I was doing a lot of kind of freelance beauty. So for me, how I got in the industry was I was doing a night course it was Portobello Institute at the time, and it was iTech accredited. So at that time it was makeup artistry I was really passionate about. So that was my kind of entry, if you like, into the world of makeup artistry and beauty therapy.
I'm just going to stop you for a second. Will you
yes.
explain to everybody what iTech is?
It's a UK and Ireland accredited body that does the same range of qualifications from beauty therapy all the way through all the spa, electrical kind of treatments, now aesthetic treatments and makeup artistry then as well. So it's kind of evolved a lot even from when I was starting out. That was a 32-week night programme, and I came out with the qualification. It was diploma, and I was delighted with myself. And that was kind of, I suppose, the start for me kind of going in 20, by the time I got to 2012, being a freelance makeup artist, that I said, you know, I could really make something here, and I was really happy doing it. And so I took the risk and opened kind of full time. And
that was brave.
It was brave, because at the time a lot of people were saying, what are you doing? You're crazy. You're mad. Try and make it work in Dublin. You know, the tourism industry, the hotels, you know, it's definitely an industry that's not going away. And so I had nothing really to lose at that time. You know, none of my jobs are kind of anyway permanent. And I said to myself, why not? And that was 2012. And this year would be 12 years
wow.
in business.
Congratulations.
But I suppose to go back to the original question, I didn't really do things the traditional route. So I didn't finish school, go straight into, you know, beauty college and do it that way. I suppose for me, it's kind of, I call it my figure of eight. I kind of got the business degree behind me. Then I went on and did another little bit of something else. And then I eventually got to where I felt I was passionate about. And the thing I will say with that for the beauty industry, no more than any others, but particularly for beauty courses, these are huge investment courses. And my message today, I suppose, to the Leaving Cert students filling out their CAOs, sometimes if you're not 100% sure, just go a little bit general. Maybe do something like a business course that will lend itself down the line. Because if I didn't have the business course behind me, I definitely wouldn't have been able to, you know, be prepared for all the challenges that the economy has thrown at the industry over the last couple of years.
And just, Katrina, yeah. when you said there about the business end of it, but, you know, personally now I wouldn't have never been drawn towards the business end of doing anything in a course. And if there's people out there then that are just drawn towards the beauty end of it, is it sort of in a career that you can take and not run your own business and work for somebody else? Or
yeah, Absolutely. I think it's nice to have an understanding, but to be honest, a lot of the courses that have been revised all include a business element and business modules now. So any of the teams that I have hired over the years, they all have that naturally included. And it does help, because it helps understand, you know, how to, things like rebooking your clients, the importance of the client relationship, all of these things that are soft skills that are so important, that really when you're an appointment-based business, I find a lot of girls, when they start out first as juniors, they don't really understand that that relationship is basically going to be, they're building on their client relationships
all
the time.
To understand that you have to be making money and there's rent to be paid and wages,
so there's a certain amount of sales and marketing that comes with your role. So yes, it's great to have the passion and the drive, and that's the, especially in the early years, because it's that motivation that's going to fuel you to build your clients, and then eventually do more courses and specialise, which is the main thing. So for me, I was specialised in brows and makeup artistry, and I went around my beauty that way. And eventually now I've kind of come into an area where I'm kind of really passionate about skincare. And that's just because my interest in the industry is kind of evolving all the time. And I suppose, as you mentioned at the start, Helen, we're talking about the health coaching, because a lot of people are like, what's she doing now? And that's just the way it is. I suppose with working with clients over the years, I've been very passionate about helping them feel good on the outside. But more and more as clients sat in the chair and I got built the relationship with the client, there was a lot more going on with people, and there's always a lot more going on with us. And ultimately, I couldn't help a person feel better on the inside.
So, of course, it's changed so much over the years as well. I mean, people years ago, you barely just went to a beautician's and people just got their eyebrows done or a bit of leg waxing, underarm waxing. And now it's so much more, isn't it, than just, like, there's laser hair removal now. And then, like, people are getting their eyebrows tattooed on now, and there's permanent makeup. And then won't even go down the road of Botox, etc, etc, etc.
And that's a whole, like, that you're into medical grade clinics.
Like, doctors have to do certain procedures.
And we find, for me now, going into the holistic side, it's kind of like places like ours are, and a lot of salons, they're like a place of refuge. A lot of people come there because they know they're there for half an hour. No one's disturbing them. No one wants them. They, you know, they're not looking for them, so they can relax for the half an hour, 40 minutes or an hour. And really, I find now integrating the beauty and the wellness together, people are definitely feeling a lot better. Or, you know, as I just say to people, you don't know me well enough like a friend or a family member, but you have a relationship there that you can leave whatever you need to say there in the room, knowing that it's in confidence, and you can walk out feeling very much like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder. And I know, Mary, you're kind of agreeing with me, but that's a great thing to be able to give someone, that if it's only that kind of little bit of reprieve and
a break from the ordinary.
They're not getting judged as well. So there's all of that that's coming into the beauty and the wellness kind of sphere. And it's a really enjoyable, particularly if you like that kind of element of that holistic kind of side. So that's where I'm at the moment.
So if I go to Reveal then, is it a cup of coffee, strawberries and cream? Or am I going to be given water with some nice fresh fruit in it?
Yeah, it's probably more like the water.
Okay, so we're not going to be getting,
actually, if you're lucky,
we're not getting a star bar, Mary.
No, there'll be no chocolate.
Absolutely, if you're lucky is right, because so much of that was pared back during COVID and everything was taken out. You were down to literally just the bare treatments, the chair and out the door, that it's taken a little bit of time to kind of reintroduce those nice pieces, but they are really, really important elements.
Yeah, because people are almost not expecting stuff like that anymore, you know.
Yeah. So it's lovely to do those things. And you know, for us, we've a lot of like massage treatments and different things. So it's things like having the bed heated, having the candles, having a dimly lit room, one room that we really, really love. And we even go in there ourselves when you need to take a few minutes time out, and just go in and you go, oh, the diffusers are on, the candles are on, the smells are good.
How to become, with thanks to Lear Business Services and Training Centre Mullingar, offering QQI certified online courses in key areas such as business administration, management, train the trainer, personal development and bespoke in-company training. LearBusinessCentre.com.
And it's just, you're trying to bring people for a sense of calm. So that's really what we try to do, is if people are really busy in their day, try and just help them relax as much as possible, and also keep ourselves relaxed at the same time.
So to get to the nitty gritty and the real, what is the downsides to it? Is there a negative?
Not so much that there is a negative. I suppose it's protecting yourself would be number one. There's a huge drain on your energy. So you have to mind that as well. You might feel the need to give to clients more than others. Some clients might have a lot of questions. Some clients you might need to spend a little bit more time with. So it's kind of getting used to that, because some days you can walk out and you're completely drained of your energy. Some day you can walk out and you're completely uplifted. So it depends on the nature, and we're all energy beings. So it depends on the nature and the energies that you're meeting in a day-to-day basis. So it is important that I find we're always talking about putting in time for ourselves, whether it's doing a class, taking some downtime, going out for lunch for an hour, coming back, getting some fresh air in the day. Yeah. Little things like that that are really, really important.
And then
important.
Every day must be so different then as well. Yeah. It depends on the people that you're meeting and how Absolutely. They are doing that day.
And you'll have maybe quieter, relaxing days of the week where they're more holistic treatment orientated, and then you have your busy times of the week, like your Friday and Saturday, and it's people going to weddings and stuff, so it's very quick treatments, high energy, and both are equally as good as each other. But that would be the one thing, is that protecting yourself and having an understanding of what you need in terms to keep your own tank full, because burnout is very, very high in industries like ourselves, where you're people facing all the time, maybe standing a lot and giving a lot. So it is, holidays are important, downtime is important, breaks are important, having, you know, I'm a big firm believer in having 2 days off together where we can do that. That's really important. That we're all kind of refreshed as much as possible. And some days, you know, it's just, you know, if you're having a bad day, if there's something going on in your personal, it's trying to always keep that personal from your work, which we all try and do, and it can be difficult, you know.
I'm sure over the 12 years though, there's been some fun and crack and maybe some
mad
I was just
going
to ask that question, Helen. I didn't get a chance to ask anything.
Yeah, and there definitely has. And you know, I always said I must write these things down when they happen. I was like, this would make for a good book. So I really should have a good book written by now, but I don't.
Yeah, you have one in you.
I think everyone does.
Over the years then, there's been some moments, Katrina.
Yeah, there definitely has.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. So I suppose the one, the earlier is when you're starting out and you're trying to find your feet. So spray tanning. We do a lot of spray tanning. We still do. And so sometimes we get a lot of brides in for tans, you know. So I remember, you know, we leave all the bits and the disposables all in the room,
because you do tell people that here's a pair of disposable knickers and basically put them on, isn't that
of that, your sticky feet, your hairnet, the whole lot. Leave it ready to go, I'll be with you in a few minutes. And when you walk in then and you get your first client, it's completely starkers from head to toe.
Right, so how do you address that?
So I suppose,
hi, how are you?
She was kind of like, I have so many bikinis for my honeymoon that are you okay with this? And of course poker face has to come on, because you can't even react. And you kind of go, absolutely no problem at all. And it all tends to revolve around tan, and then it's all around summertime bikinis. And then another client one day who the first time a client like bent over and wanted me to do under her cheeks. So that was another one. I was kind of like, wow. And now, like, I've had so much since then, but I remember in those days when it's your first time and you're going, ooh, and you're going, yeah, no problem, and you're going, I don't know about this. And it's just become a thing, because a lot of people wear different bikinis now.
Yeah,
and then when you put it logically in your head, you're going, of course, that's it. And then you can kind of go, okay, I can do this. But yeah, when you get your first, now like that too, we don't do intimate waxing, but I'm sure if you were to ask a wax therapist who does intimate waxing, well, that'll lend itself to a whole different pile of stories.
Absolutely.
You know?
We need to get one of those in.
But there's loads of those little ones, but we've had loads of fun over the years. Like, there's definitely been lots of crack and lots with all the different, like, as I was saying, team members that have worked. We've all had our different moments, and you'd have to like just go into the canteen and just be like, oh, you know, let all out.
Or maybe into that room
coffee
with all the nice diffusers that you have.
I will never forget the first time I had to put those sticky things on my feet.
Oh yeah.
I actually thought, oh no,
I'm never going to get them out. A lot of people wear them out as flip flops, especially in the summer.
That's
just not bothering taking
and
them
the
off.
The bottom of your feet taking them off. Ouch.
And see, the thing about it is if you're going out on a sun holiday, from our point of view, and you maybe stand on the towels, and the towels maybe be changed every second go, because you could be doing 10, 15 more tans a day in the summertime.
They'd be manky.
So if they come out with brown feet, you're lying up in your lovely lounger in your lovely bikini, and then people are looking at you because they're going, why have you got like spray tan or
why
tan
are you rubbing
over
your tan on with your feet?
Why have you got orange feet? So, but yeah, like, and they're so hard to get off. It's like an exfoliation treatment.
I thought that, oh my gosh, yeah. Mm.
I remember, well, any time I got a spray tan was, I hated my nipples getting tanned. So I'd always ask Katrina, can you give me some Vaseline just to put on them? Because I just hated that happening. I don't know, can I say nipple on air?
I'm not sure, but I think we've had our embarrassing moment here without actually asking Katrina. I don't know.
Yeah, something. So just, you know, makeup, because I don't wear a lot of makeup. So maybe I should. But what kind of makeup would you never leave the house without? Are you kind of eyeshadow, mascara? Are you lippy? What kind of?
Mascara, and I would say like a primer, a tinted primer. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be your basic go-to.
That'd be a basic. Like, I wouldn't really. I have a little bit on today because I knew I was coming to see
you. You were on the radio.
Because I was coming on. I was going to be on the radio, and everyone can see me on the radio.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally, most days now, if I'm working, and we'd wear the masks a lot in the salon for different treatments. So I would, yeah, mascara, and primer, tinted primer. Mm. Yeah.
Would you put foundation on every morning, Mary?
I have acne rosacea, which I get breakouts quite badly at times. Now, I'm lucky now at the minute, but I feel like a 19-year-old just because of that. And it can be really embarrassing because I've had kids in playgrounds when I'm at work kind of, oh, your face. And I go, oh, yeah, it's really sore. And then they feel really sorry for me because they might be looking and pointing because it has been really bad over the years. And I thank God, touch wood, it's been grand the last while. So I would always, I was told by someone, I don't think it was yourself, Katrina, always to put something on to protect your face. Mm. Just, you know, even I'm a big believer in like a base mineral kind of a thing. So I use one of the local beauticians here. I get kind of a mineral powder from her. Mm. So that's what I use. I'm a big believer in the CC cream. So L'Oreal do this kind of CC correcting cream. I'm not a BB girl, I'm a CC girl.
Mine's so Hydro Tint.
Is that what you put on?
Hydro Tint.
Hydro Tint.
Yeah.
Because I work outside, so I need to keep my... And another thing, I certainly would not go to work without my eyebrows.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you now. I can see.
I'm arching them.
They're like two caterpillars.
They're fabulous.
Hairy mollies.
They're fabulous.
You've been here today listening to the Loose Cannons on how to become
a loose cannon.
So that's it from me, Helen Steins.
And me, Mary Sherwin.
Thank you so much, Katrina.